My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tweets about us being here with the drone situation from earlier. Oh, yeah. The drone's just flying over us. I've never done a show where a drone just flies over us. We have no idea what exactly we're doing.
You've never done it with a drone flying over you? We got to get you out more.
No.
We got to get you out more, bud.
So I kind of want to be a drone guy. Not like Trevor Bauer or anything like that, but for, I don't know, I'm not going to do it. I talk about every now and then creating like golf content or something like that and putting that out there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No. You don't want to ruin your hobby. When you start making your hobby into something that you want to try to monetize or something you want to try to make into media like you do here, it just ruins everything. And so I want to keep golf sacred. I'll talk about golf on the radio every now and then.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that part up.
And like, that's
so
fine.
Now do you just avoid it completely?
No, that's fine.
Because you don't want to cross the...
Because as you know, I'm one of those radio hosts that share entirely too much about my life.
Yeah,
but
so
that's okay.
Occasionally.
I like being that guy. I like being that type of radio host. But that doesn't cross over for me. That's
right.
Not it. But like sitting down... recording using drones and then putting together the footage and then splicing it all together and then putting it out there and trying to make it work on TikTok, that's a little bit too much for me. That's going to ruin a hobby for me, and I don't want to ruin a hobby for me.
It's understandable. I can see where you're coming from on all that stuff. Andy will be back shortly. He is recording something really cool that we will hopefully have today. If not, we will have it tomorrow. I promise you it's going to be excellent.
It is an all-timer. Cool. It's definitely one of those when you hear it and then you hear the name, you'll be like, oh.
It's an all-timer.
All right.
Put it that way. It's somebody you want to hear from.
That's right. All right. Mike Tomlin saying, by the way, Russell Wilson is dealing with a calf issue that he woke up with. He's considered day-to-day. Justin Fields taking the first team reps in Pittsburgh today.
I feel like this is back to our original conversation we were laughing about in the jumpstart about, hey, eat a banana, drink some water. Come on.
Eat a banana.
If you're waking up with Charlie horse, this is because you don't have enough potassium.
All the medical science and sports science and everything that we've done to try to advance and figure this thing out, and it's like, banana.
Right. You need potassium. They always tell you if you're waking up with a Charlie horse, you need more water, you need Gatorade, you need potassium.
Calf issue he woke up with, considered day-to-day. I think it's more like father time is starting to strike at Russell Wilson. And I'm not going to make a big deal about a little calf injury or something like that with Russell Wilson where he'll be fine in a couple days from now. Sometimes it's not even anything close to the serious nature that they try to make it seem in bringing up calf issue. The reality is that when you're dealing with somebody that's 35 years old, and Russell Wilson, though, I do think these are the type of things that do creep into the conversation. And I was thinking about what Solomon Wilcots had to say on Afternoon Drive when he was on with the guys yesterday, talking about how the Browns are soundly in third in the AFC North and how the Steelers would be in back of them. But I think about this division, Menegan, and I think about where the Browns are, and I think soundly in third sounds disrespectful. But when you think about the teams ahead of them, you're like, all right, I guess it makes some sense until proven otherwise. But if we're the seventh best team in the NFL, according to some rankings that I've seen as recently as yesterday, being the third best in your own division leaves some sour taste in my mouth.
Well, all right. So let's lay this out. Let's lay down the foundation before anybody takes a snap in a meaningful game. Let's take a look at this. So you look at Baltimore, right?
Yeah. 13 wins last season.
Lost their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Lost one of the guys who the football nerds will tell you is one of the creme de la creme defensive minds in all of football, and Mike McDonald.
And a bunch of different defensive pieces.
Uh-huh. Lost Geno Stone, lost a whole bunch of guys, lost Patrick Queen, a bunch of guys who made that team great, right? The offense a little bit fell apart when it came into the playoff time. You laid it out earlier with Lamar Jackson and his playoff woes.
Best pass in the AFC title game was a pass that Lamar Jackson threw to himself.
Yep. So, that's the truth of what's taking place with
the
Baltimore Ravens.
They did add Derrick Henry, though.
Okay, how much are you really putting on Derrick Henry?
I'm just saying.
At this point in his career.
Not like, much, but I'm just saying they did add Derrick Henry. We talk about the losses. We got to talk about the adds as well, the additions.
Right. It just feels like one of those moves that, yes, he is going to be good. Derrick Henry is a phenomenal running back. I take nothing away from him. But it feels like Derrick Henry, the name, might be better than Derrick Henry, the player.
Fair. How many times have you seen a running back, like a really great running back, go to a second team and be great? You just don't see it.
They hit a wall and they fall
apart. Just doesn't happen. And this feels like this is one of those odd things. Years from now, people, you'll walk around with like a Derrick Henry Ravens jersey, and people will be like, yeah, he did do that for a year, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we know what the offense is, but it's still, it was a 13-win team last year, and they beat everybody.
And I think Todd Monken has some tricks up his sleeve, too.
It was not a paper tiger. This was not one of those teams in Miami, for instance, that didn't beat anybody worth anything except for one Cowboys game, and that was it. But outside of that, they didn't have a single win over a 500 or better team. They weren't very good last year,
correct,
all things considered.
Yeah.
This team beat Detroit. They beat San Francisco. I mean, they destroyed San Francisco.
Oh, God. Remember that? Everybody then started freaking out about San Fran.
They kept de-pantsing really, really good teams and consistently beat them and beat them to just pulverized them. And so when we're talking about where the Ravens are, I think the Ravens are comfortably at the top of the AFC North.
Right, but they're comfortably there.
Comfortably there.
But there's some holes there. This isn't the Ravens. It's not like they're just rolling it back, let's cook, because Mike McDonald took guys off that staff. And while everybody wants to laugh about it, brain drain is real. And when you start taking a bunch of people off of those defenses who were coming those ideas, and one of them is heading to, oh gosh, I think Dallas took one of them.
But
I think some of them went to Seattle. All of a sudden, it's not as good in that defensive locker room as it once was. Those ideas aren't as good, and maybe offense is going to step
forward.
And
I do think there'll be a step backwards defensively. I do think that. But 2 years ago, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl with an 18th best defense in the NFL. Like, what NFL are we playing in right now?
We're playing in an NFL where defenses are ahead of offenses, Jonathan Peterlin.
Are we playing in the NFL where the defense is, if you're putting together a great team, and this is what I worry about with the Browns and to some degree, as good as I think the Browns are going to be, when people talk about the Browns, we talk about the defensive side of the ball before we talk about the offensive side of the ball.
But that's also the modern NFL, which brings me to the Cincinnati part of this. So they held on to, I can't think of his name right now. But great defensive coordinators did a great job with them, you know, basically molding that defense into whatever
it needs to be.
Sweet Lou, thank you. Wherever it needs to be at any given point. Well, now you lost Brian Callahan off of the offensive side of the ball. How smart is Zach Taylor? It's the question that we've been kicking around since they made the Super Bowl. How good of a coach is Zach Taylor? Oh, by the way, your quarterback's coming off of an injury, the wrist injury and the surgery that came off
one. That's the big thing.
And he's
doing some weird things right now. He is cosplaying as Eminem.
Is it Eminem or is it Cody Rhodes? Is he going wrestling? Is he going? That whole look was a question.
It's Eminem. It's 100% Eminem.
It was
a real
choice.
Slim Shady. But he's clearly having an identity crisis. The man had never done an interview in his life, okay? I joke about this with James Rapine all the time because James came on a couple weeks ago on Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, 7 to 11 right here on The Fan.
No one will promote you like yourself.
I mean, I have to be the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And James came on and was like, do you remember any one-on-one interview that Joe Burrow's ever done? And James covers the Bengals, obviously. And I spat him back. I said, well, I remember one with Chris Sims. I don't know why I remember that, but I remember one with Chris Sims. And he's like, that's incredible that you remember that, but you're right. That's it. In 2 years, he's done one interview. And now what we've seen in the past month, he's done, it must be 75 different interviews with people.
Yeah.
He's going on Pardon My Take. He's doing all these different, he's having an identity crisis right now. And I think there was something that he said in the Pardon My Take interview that might actually matter for this upcoming season. He was talking about how he felt like the league had just kind of ignored him when he was away and when he was gone. Like, he wants to have a splash. He wants to matter, and he wants to matter in a big-time way. There's no denying that, but I think he's going through some things right now in the moment.
But it's so funny because that's a guy whose play on the field has dictated what he has done best for such a long time.
Well, are you scared of Cincinnati then? Like, we're trying to rank this all up, and this is why Solomon Wilcots, again, on Afternoon Drive yesterday, said the Browns are soundly third. That implies that the Bengals are ahead with what I would imagine to be some room, and I just don't know that there's as much room there for Cincinnati.
I don't either. They feel like the team that is in the like the non-Browns team, I should say, that is in the best shape bringing back what they did last year. The problem was what they did last year was with Jake Browning at the helm.
Yeah, Jake Browning won 9 games for the Bengals last year.
And they evolved that offense into what it needed to be. Now, was that Brian Callahan or was that Zach Taylor? Like, that's the question that I have when it comes to the Bengals. Is, okay, so now your head coach is picking this back up again. He has lost a guy who was seen to be an offensive enough genius that the Titans ran out and hired him immediately. And it's not just because, oh, yeah, that means we can get his dad.
No, that kind of feels like part of the reason why even he got hired to begin with is because he was getting, you know, cups of coffee for Sean McVay. It kind of felt like in that
Do you think so? You think this is the Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah.
Like you had a lunch with McVay there.
You've been around him enough. You're in that orbit. Like, yeah, we'll hire you. Let's give this one a go because we're flush out of guys that have connections to Sean McVay anymore. We gotta go to the trees.
Well, right, they have completely just eaten.
Matt LaFleur's staff is going to get raided next year as well. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, this is just how this works.
Absolutely, we know how this goes. So, I think the talent on the field, Cincinnati might be the one that's really interesting.
Yeah, because their talent doesn't match up to what everyone is talking about, and that's the part where I'm starting to feel like am I taking crazy pills? Why is it so soundly that the Browns are in back of the Bengals when it comes to the AFC North rankings?
You know the
answer? I can make a case for the Ravens. Even though I don't buy the Ravens, I don't believe in the Ravens 100%, I at least, and we talked about all the different reasons why Baltimore doesn't give us as much hype or excitement, but I can at least understand what people are getting at when talking about Baltimore from last year to this year. I don't get it the same way with Cincinnati.
Well, let's lay this out. You know what Lamar Jackson is.
Do I? I mean, I know him. I know him in the sense that he's going to wilt under pressure in the postseason.
Sure.
In the regular season, I think he's a very good quarterback.
He's got 2 MVPs in a trophy case for a reason.
Yeah, he's a very good
regular
season quarterback.
So you know what Lamar Jackson is, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what Joe Burrow is. Same exact reason.
Do I? We just talked about some of the changes there. Do I know what he is when he doesn't have his full complement of weaponry?
But he mostly does. You know, the only thing that's really under question is he's no longer going to turn around and hand the ball to Joe Mixon. That's the only change that's really taken place there, and their perpetual tight end churning. So, I think so. I got to look because I wonder if they lost maybe a little off the offensive line. I don't think so off the top of my head. But that's the part of it that's interesting. So you know what Burrow is. Russell Wilson is dealing with, you know, the lack of potassium waking up with a Charlie horse. And Justin Field is kind of whatever. Justin Fields, I should say, is kind of whatever. He's an unknown commodity. He's a coin flip. There are a lot of people have hope for him. We'll see what it looks like.
You can make an argument. I think
the Browns have one question and one question only, and it's the question we won't have answered until week 7.
Not fair. I don't think that's fair.
Really?
I know because I this is the part that bothers me around every Browns conversation ever. This offseason at least, people go to that, what you just said right there. It's like you got one big question mark and that's it. Nick Chubb is a massive question mark.
Oh, I'm not even – Nick Chubb, if he hits
the run game, the run game as a whole, we don't know if Nick Chubb – and I think Nick Chubb will still be good, but I'm saying we don't know if he's going to be back till week 7.
If Nick Chubb hits the field –
he could be back week 10 for all I know. I don't know when he's coming back.
This
no one can tell me.
If he hits the field this season, I think that's a gargantuan win.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
if I'm the Browns, I'm planning this entire season going, dude, if that guy hits the field, we are.
So that means you're planning around Jerome Ford in the run game.
Yeah,
that's
Devontae Foreman.
That's not great.
My head coach.
That's a question mark.
My head
coach.
That
is more than just Deshaun Watson.
Built a running game.
So you're telling me, hold on. You're telling me we got a question mark at quarterback. We got a question mark at quarterback. We got a question mark at wide receiver. Our second wide receiver. And then we have a question mark at our top running back. Like, that's, I don't think this is as, and I'm a big believer in this Browns team for this upcoming year. So I'm not trying to put rain on your wedding day make it seem any sort of way.
No, it's an honest conversation.
I don't know that, I think we play with way more assumptions around this Browns roster than actually exists. I think there are more than just one question mark in Deshaun Watson. I think there's a question mark with the run game that, again, could still be good, but last year, we talked about how much the offensive line matters for this stuff. Jerron Christian got meaningful starts last year. It's no guarantee.
It's part of the reason I have the faith that I have.
All right.
We'll bring Andy back.
We'll dive in a little bit more of this as well. Jonathan Peterlin in for Phelps with Baskin. Dan Menigan hopping in for this segment as well right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.